Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
We're back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, my pleasure as always, broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship in Houston, Texas, north of Houston, actually in Woodlands. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you check it out there, you'll find a lot of things that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Cool question there on the homepage. Watch the video. We got a 3-minute video that's brand new this week. Have a great video with our good friend Kelly Oldweiler. She's the author of Paradoxical Thinking. She is helping us understand the how to deal with risk. Kelly, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, risk, everybody has a different tolerance for risk, as we talked about earlier. And some people have a high tolerance for risk, which means they can take on bigger risks. But that doesn't mean that people who have a low tolerance for a risk can't accomplish the same thing. They just need to break their risk components into smaller bite-sized, more acceptable pieces, right? Make more decisions and make smaller decisions.
Yes, I think that is accurate. And regardless of your tolerance, you are taking risks. And if you're the small business owner, you are definitely a risk taker. And again, your tolerance will vary depending on who you are. And the trick for, I think, each individual is finding the difference between being risk-averse and holding back too much, or being irresponsible in our risk-taking. And that comes, of course, from experience. When we do too much or take too big a risk, we learn where that adjustment line is of what's too much and too little for each one of us.
Well, this is one of the things that I think prevents some people from becoming small business owners, from following entrepreneurial dreams, is they don't understand what you're talking about, what we're saying here today about how to manage risk. As you said earlier, risk is everywhere. Everything we do has risk. The question is, you know, how are you managing risk? Have you come up with a system for yourself? And don't we need our own system for ourselves? It seems to me that it's really important to have a very good understanding of how much you will tolerate, and break your projects down into that size.
Yes, and there's a book by Jerry Fletcher, Jerry L. Fletcher, called High Performance Patterns. It came out in the 90s, but it's an excellent book because in it you learn what your own pattern of excellence is. And there are actually steps that every individual takes in an order when they perform at their best. And if every person can learn that about him or herself, then you know where the areas of resistance will be and what you need to put into place so you can be at your best. So if you know what to put into place to be able to take a risk that would be helpful in your business, you'll be taking that risk when you are at your optimal, when you are at your very best, when you are in a high-performance mode. I highly recommend that people read that and figure that out, what that is for themselves.
Well, one of the things that you'll do when you do what Kelly just said is you'll prove that being an entrepreneur and being a small business owner is not just being reckless or being foolhardy. You know people who think that I have a professor friend of mine who's always had a government job. He calls me his friend who lives by his wits. You know, and so he thinks that my life I'm turning every corner on two wheels in my business. And yeah, sometimes it does seem like that, but everybody has a different tolerance. And if you do what you were talking about, managing it, breaking it down, and understanding the risks that you're willing to take. You don't have to be foolhardy. You don't have to you can be a successful entrepreneur.
Yes, and I would say being a business owner is like having a pie in front of you that's cut into various components. You know, there's a financial component. There's your customer component. I mean, you just could make a whole bunch of different pieces of this pie. And I think people who don't are afraid to go into small business aren't sure that they can figure out what all the pieces of the pie are and that they'll miss something that will destroy them. And that's what full thinking, round thinking is about. So it's having your vision, but it's figuring out what those components are and what you're going to do about them. And there are a myriad of resources out there, like you, Jim, and your website, that can help people figure those things out they're not sure about.
Well, that's exactly right. And I hope that people who have been reticent to become a business owner in the past because they felt that they couldn't tolerate risk, I hope they'll heed some of the advice you've given them today, and maybe we'll start thinking more about getting these risk elements in more into bite sizes that people can tolerate. Kelly, give us your website, please.
It is www.strategyplanningpartners.com.
All right, check that out, folks. Her book is called Paradoxical Thinking. Kelly Ohlweiler, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be right back.
To see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.